Why do you need implants?
So I can hear my mom.
Why can't you hear me without your implants?
Because I'm deaf.
When Sarah Dautry's daughter Daisy was born, Daisy could hear. It wasn't until Daisy was a year old that Sarah discovered her daughter was losing her hearing. 6 months later, Daisy was completely deaf.
The great thing is that we had a lot of options, but we had to make decisions really quickly.
Sarah worked with special education students for 10 years before Daisy was born. She saw children who communicated well using sign language and children with cochlear implants who successfully learned to speak.
I knew that no matter what choice we made for Daisy, the outcomes were going to be great. I knew we just had to make a decision for our family and what we could handle.
Sarah and her husband wanted to make sure Daisy could communicate with her extended family members. It was also important to Sarah to share her love of music with Daisy. With this view of their family culture in mind, the Dautrys decided to get Daisy cochlear implants. Before children have cochlear implant surgery, insurance companies require them to first try hearing aids.
When Daisy got her first hearing aids, she did not stop screaming in the audiologist's office. Like, eventually we just left with her screaming because she did not like them and she didn't like them in her ears. It was really hard.
4 months later, after Daisy's implants were placed, she was back in the same office for activation of her cochlear implants.
Daisy!
Hi!
Hi!
Can you hear us, Daisy?
Hi. Yeah.
Her cochlear implant activation day, like, we have the video of it, and it's not as dramatic as some videos, but she definitely heard, and you could tell, like, when they were doing the beeps on the computer, she looked at us and she smiled and she was excited and she clapped.
Although Daisy didn't scream and cry when the implants were activated, Sarah says it was hard to get 2-year-old Daisy to keep the external part of the implant on her head.
We had to think of things that were really reinforcing. And so for Daisy, she really liked the piano. And so if I was playing the piano and then I put them on her, I could get her to leave them on while I played the piano. And then sometimes when I quit.
Grown-ups also have problems when their implants are activated.
Two. Four. That gets old after a while.
At first, I didn't realize I was being talked to. I thought I was listening to cartoons.
Eileen Polson became deaf as an adult. Her cochlear implants were activated 2 years ago when she was 56.
At first, I hated it because I love music. John Lennon sounded like, you know, Donald Duck. Everyone sounded like Donald Duck. It was awful. But I kept with it. And people sound like them. They don't sound like Donald Duck anymore.
Eileen was in a car accident 10 years ago and lost the hearing in her left ear. 4 years later, she woke up one morning and the hearing in her right ear was gone. Doctors performed tests but could not determine the cause. Eileen was able to use hearing aids for a while, but 2 years ago, everything went completely silent.
The silence that you feel is devastating, you know, when you wake up and you're not used to it and to not hear anything. I really thought of finding creative ways to not even live anymore.
This isolation Eileen felt inspired her to write a book. She wanted people to know there was life after hearing loss.
You know, you get so tired of people saying, oh, I know how you feel. No, you don't know how I feel because you're not deaf. You didn't wake up deaf.
It's been 5 years since Daisy's cochlear implant was activated.
Can you say my name is Daisy in Portuguese?
No, me, Daisy.
Could you count for her in Portuguese?
Now at age 7, she's mainstreamed in public school and is participating in a Portuguese dual immersion program.
And even now, she has an hour and a half of speech at school every week. We have a private speech provider that she goes to for an hour every week. Is Daisy's speech perfect? No. Is it good enough that she has friends at school and they all understand what she says? Yes.
Okay, try again.
For a long time, I think I had this expectation that she was going to get cochlear implants, she would learn to speak, and her speech was going to be perfect. When she spoke, no one would guess that she was deaf.
Good towards you, yeah. Good job. Can you say some colors in Portuguese?
Daisy loves her implants, and she tells me thank you for her implants quite often, and she likes having them, and it's just little moments when she hears, like, something happening in the other room and comes in, or comes into the other room and laughs about something that I think we made a good choice for Daisy.
I thank God every day that we have cochlear. I really do, because I wouldn't be able to do my job anymore. I wouldn't be able to communicate, hear my grandkids. I'd be so out of everything that I'm used to enjoying.
Eileen's book Silence will be published soon. By writing her story down, she hopes more people will understand what individuals like herself and Daisy experience as they learn to hear with the help of this electronic device. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.